Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Birdland Today, your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Welcome to Birdland Today for Wednesday, February 12th. Hope you guys are having a good day. I just got back from a coffee roaster as I'm working on kind of designing my own roast. So maybe you'll hear more about that on Birdland Today on the newsletter. Let me know if you'd be interested in a Birdland Today coffee blend. But I want you to subscribe to that newsletter. Subscribe to this podcast that you're listening to. Spread the word. Because now's the day we've been waiting for. Today, there are photos of baseball players in Sarasota. Pitchers and catchers reported today, and I don't know about you, just seeing the photos of the guys walking in with their coffee or their luggage or their shoes, not even on the ball field, but just seeing my favorite ball players back in Sarasota gets me excited for the season. And that's where we're at today. So that's what we're going to look at, some just basic overall stats today. And tomorrow we're going to talk about some storylines to watch in Sarasota. But today the Orioles did make a few announcements about spring training, so that's what I want to get to. Make sure you head on over and check out the Orioles' social media pages to see the photos of guys walking in. Nothing exciting, but it does mean baseball's back. The Orioles today announced that they their 2025 spring training guest coaches. And it is Zach Britton, Al Bumfrey, J.J. Hardy, Adam Jones, Nick Markakis, Ben McDonald, Scott McGregor, Brian Roberts, and John Shelby. Now, what do all these guys have in common? Many things. One, they all played for the Orioles. So that's an easy, quick check. They're all guys that were really good at their position, really good team players, really good, just smart baseball players, and really good people. There's no one on here that you're like, oh, I've heard bad things about that person. Everything about these people are they're just good people. And that's exactly what we're going to want. That's exactly what we want against around these young men, mentoring these young men, turning them not only into great ball players, but great people. So I'm excited about it. It's nice to see Zach Britton back around the ball club. It's nice to see J.J. Hardy, a guy who has played on multiple other teams, to still come back and make an impact with the Orioles. We've talked about Adam Jones being back and the love for that. Brian Roberts. I will always be a fan of Brian Roberts. So I'm excited. Excited to see these guys back in Sarasota. The other announcement the Orioles made today is broadcast of games. Again, I feel like the Orioles always wait to the last minute to release this, and fans are always asking, and fans are always expecting that nothing will be post, that nothing will happen, and that we'll get like three games, maybe two. But we'll see. All right. So let's talk about it. Here is the spring training broadcast schedule for your Baltimore Orioles. It all starts with opening day. I'm going to make it over to Sarasota for this, but for you guys back in Maryland or wherever you are in the country, Saturday, February 22nd versus the Pittsburgh Pirates will be on O's Radio and Masson. I believe O's Radio is back to WBAL now as well. On Sunday's game, the 23rd will be on O's Radio. The first on O's Radio and Masson. The second, O's Radio. Third, Masson. Then we have a little break. The 8th, O's Radio. The 9th, O's Radio. The 10th, Masson Plus. Oh, okay. Never mind. Sorry. That's Plus is just an asterisk saying that it starts at 6:05. I was concerned that there was some Masson rollout of Masson Plus that I didn't know about. After that, we got the 11th, we've got Masson. The 14th is O's Radio, 15th O's Radio, 16th O's Radio, 17th is Masson, 20th is Masson, 21st is O's Radio, 22nd is O's Radio and Masson, 23rd is O's Radio. This is more broadcast than they've done in the past. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games on Masson. And what's that, about 20 on total on radio? And this does not count that they're, guys, what you want to do is take your MLB TV app and look at the spring training games, because there's a chance that when the Orioles are not on Masson, there's always a chance they're on another channel or on the other team's broadcast. So always keep an eye out on that. A lot of these teams will let you do, MLB TV will let you do a trial for spring training, or a lot of the games sometimes will be free for spring training. So take a look at that so you can watch the Birds compete down in Florida. I'm excited. I'm so glad spring training's here. I'm so glad we get to move on. I know you guys in Maryland have 6 inches of snow out on the ground. I know it doesn't look like baseball. I also know it's supposed to be warm and rainy, so it's going to wash all that away and get you more in the mood for baseball season.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Before we get out of here, I also want to mention that Richard Blauer announced his retirement. He spent a good amount of career with the Orioles, 7-plus years in the majors. Last year, he spent it with the Nationals AAA team, 37-year-old Southpaw. He's been with the Orioles, the Red Sox, Marlins, and I guess the Nationals minor league system. We traded him to the Marlins through that COVID year in 2020. And he never did as well as he did with the Orioles. So with the Orioles, he had a 1.97 ERA and 1.198 WHIP and 2.9 WAR in 88 games between 2017 and 2018. He then put up 53 more appearances in 2019 to a 0.2 WAR, but he had a 5.37, and that's when he was kind of struggling, and that's when we traded him to the Marlins. But again, back to the beginning of this conversation, a good guy. That congratulations on his retirement. 7 years that's nothing to look down on. He had a good time in the majors. It's also a great time to mention Trey Mancini. All our eyes will be on you. We want Trey Mancini comeback player of the year. We wanted it last year. We wanted it the year before. I was excited when the Marlins gave him a shot last year, because he would have been playing right here in Jacksonville with the Jumbo Shrimp. That's their AAA team. But he declined that. And he took last season just working out, getting in baseball ready. And he got a shot with the Diamondbacks and a spring invite with the Diamondbacks. I want Trey Mancini to do well. I think the Orioles went above and beyond in how they handled things with Trey. Just because it wasn't in the best interest to continue doesn't mean they did Trey dirty. And I know some people want to write that. You have to balance both. Trey's a great guy. He is. Like, I can't say anything bad about Trey Mancini. But he wasn't right for the Orioles. And the Orioles don't have a slot that fits for what he brings to a team. It's unfortunate. I'd love to see Trey Mancini. But right now he's in Arizona. So let's root him on in Arizona. Let's hope he has a great time out there Let's hope that he makes the big league squad. And let's hope that somehow Trey Mancini and Corbin Burns can take down the Dodgers. Because that's tough. I feel for the Diamondbacks, the Rockies, guys that are in that division, because we've been through that with the Yankees in the past. Anyway, that's going to do it for Birdland today. Get the newsletter. We've got some open-the-day rotation stuff in there. Some Ramon Urias, Jorge Mateo. Maybe that's what we'll get into tomorrow. I think maybe we talk Mateo and Urias. Because I know people don't like when I pronounce Urias as Urias. But it works for me. But it's interesting because both those guys are not young guys anymore. So how do they still make a presence known on this team? Let's get into that maybe tomorrow. But you can get a head look because it's in my show notes, which is the Birdland Tonight newsletter. Oh, Birdland Today. I'm sorry. Head on over to birdlandtoday.com, click newsletter, and grab that. Thanks again for checking out the show. Subscribe, review, and even more important, tell your friends about this podcast, about the newsletter. Get them on board with Birdland. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.